Well, Roberto, I don't know. Are you still frustrated after that? Done enough to win the game, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm very pleased with the performance. It was a hell of a performance again today, and we did so much to deserve the luck, you know, to win the game as well. But it's not happened today, but we are pleased with the way we're progressing, you know. We always said that we're still work in progress. We are still looking to improve on the basics, on the fundamentals of our play, and details which, you know, decide games. We looked very strong today, apart from like maybe a little spell at the beginning of the second half where we had to defend, which we did as well. But, you know, what can you do? You hit the crossbar, you hit the post, you know, clearance off the line, and other chances just a little bit wide. I thought that we deserved a little bit more because we did so much.
But you didn't lose.
No, that's, you know, it's three games unbeaten now. And at Sheffield Wednesday in the first league game, we had a very good game. Yeah. And then at the end, we lost it. So it's another step forward for us. We're looking, you know, stronger. And you know, it's only been 8 weeks that we've been working together with the group. I think once we get over this transfer window and everybody in and work together, then we'll be competitive.
I just want to talk about that because you look around at your bench and there was a lot of defenders on the bench today. Is that something you'd have liked to have a bit more of a balance about?
I think I told you in the press conference, didn't I, that we certainly need to add some attacking players to our team because, you know, there wasn't much that we could do today. So certainly something where we keep an eye on.
And what's the situation with Yelena? Because that paperwork at the moment still needs sorting.
It's just a work permit that hasn't come through for today. So hopefully it'll be done in the next few days.
But I guess you'd rather not answer questions like taking the positives from a draw. You want to convert these good performances into points, don't you?
That's right. I mean, I said it after the game at Huddersfield that you know, that was a game that, under normal circumstances, you bring home 1-0. Today, we did so much to win the game. Sometimes it happens, but I think, you know, we're missing those 2 points from the home game. You know, away from home, you try and I think over the long term, you know, we should be, hopefully you get repaid for what you do now.
The thing is, it's a long season, so there's no need to worry too much in these early stages, is there, if you go 2 games and have 2 draws?
No, but away from home, a draw is always good. I mean, especially against Derby. They were playoff semi-finalists, playoff finalists 2 years ago. They're going to be in contention again. So, you know, it's a good point.
When does the league table start taking shape, would you say, in such a competitive league like the Championship?
I think around Christmas time you will have a better idea, even though, you know, the second part of the season you always have quite a bit of movement in the table as well. But, you know, the first probably assessments you start to make, personally I start to make about 12, 15 games, and then Christmas will give you a better idea, I guess.
Are you enjoying it?
Well, I am. I am trying to enjoy it as much as I can, and it's been good. It's been good. I'm just missing a few points here or there. You know, we didn't get it on Tuesday, so it would have been nice to get it today. But we're in the mix and we're compared. We know that we're starting a little bit behind everybody else because of all the history, obviously, which is well publicized, and we're changing a lot. And so, you know, teams like Derby, they're more settled. They've been together for a longer time.